In the name of the undivided Trinity, one God. Amen. Something has changed, and I want to know if you're paying attention. These past couple Sundays, we've been reading from the Gospel of what? Mark. Good, some people are paying attention. We read from the Gospel of Mark, but today we get the Gospel of John. Interesting. So, the people who are doing the lectionary, that's a group of readings we decide to reach each Sunday. I don't know how they make the decisions that they do, but we decided to go with the Gospel of John, which is interesting. Because the Gospel of John is a little bit different. Actually, it's a lot different than the other stories. This story of Jesus cleansing the temple is found in the Gospels, but in John, it is a little bit different. The first difference is where it comes. In the other Gospels, it comes towards the end. Right after Palm Sunday, Jesus goes triumphantly into Jerusalem, and it is one of the things that really ticks off the religious authorities, and some people will argue, at least in one gospel, that is what caused Jesus to end up on the cross. However, in John, you can see it comes in the beginning. In the beginning of Jesus' ministry. At this point, he hasn't even done that much. And he goes into Passover, not the Passover that he will eventually end up on the cross, but the beginning of his ministry. And for John, it has a different significance. Every gospel has a slightly different nuanced Jesus, right? Different theme, different audience. And to John, what is important is that Jesus is that new temple. Sure, we like to look at one of the few times that Jesus was zealous and he was overturning the tables, and this is the only gospel where he has the cord of whips. And some of us like to get on board with that. It gives us permission to maybe be a little bit angry. But I think by doing that, we lose the point that John is trying to make here. And that is that Jesus is the new temple. For those of you who are familiar with the way things worked back then, that lovely building on the front cover of your bulletin is a temple. Beautiful temple. People would come from all over, Jews and non-Jews, to see this beautiful temple, and it was believed this is where God lived. And Jesus is saying, no. God lives in me. I am the embodiment of God. And I think it's a big leap to say that God also lives in us. That we are the temples that carry God into the world. And this is, I think, particularly important for us on this particular Sunday. Sometimes the gospel lesson just gives me a nice, big, easy one to hit. And this is one of those Sundays, because this Sunday is a Sunday before we actually begin construction on our new church. Our new church building. Now, for some of you, it may feel like this church has been in construction for 46 years. It's been close, though. See, if you do the math and you actually say 1970, right? It's actually pretty darn close to 46 years. And if someone came and told you that you could build the church in 3 days, you might look at them like they're a little bit crazy. But the reality of it is we can spend a lot of time and energy on our church building. We can sometimes get in a little thought process that has happened here, and I've seen it kind of creep up. Well, things will be different when we're in a new building. Then we'll be the community that God wants us to be. But I think this gospel is here on this particular Sunday, perhaps to remind us that we don't need to wait for that building. We can start being that community right here, right now. The good news is that a year in, we've done some pretty good work on that. I told this story to some, but for those of you that don't know, when I interviewed with the vestry of this church, in our conversation, I told them, I said, you have a golden opportunity here. When that building was demolished, at the time of my interview, we were still in the old building, I said, when this building is demolished, we have an opportunity to leave behind everything that doesn't fit for us right now. All that stuff that we've accumulated along the years that doesn't quite fit anymore, we can leave behind in this rubble. There are churches out there who would kill for that opportunity. Right? Something new, something different. Take only what works, leave behind what doesn't. We've been given that opportunity. And I think we've done a pretty good job, and like most things, I think we can constantly do better. I have a confession to make. I'm really not a huge fan of religion. Religion, the way I'm defining it, is that institutional stuff. That stuff that I think gets in the way of Jesus. That stuff that I think if Jesus came back, would be appalled that we're actually doing in His name. Let's not take that with us. Let's be like Jesus and grab that cord of whips, overturn things, drive out things that don't belong here. You can look to me to do that. Or we can look around to each other. We need each other in this process. Whether you've been here 2 weeks or 2 years, this community needs people who are willing to drive out that which we don't need and keep only what we need and take it into this new building. Some of us might be zealous for this new building. Some of us may have reason to be. But I invite us to be equally, no more zealous for being Jesus. For being more like Jesus. My prayer as we begin this next step in our journey is that we will be zealous for Jesus. That zeal will consume us. Rejoice for where we are now at this important milestone in our construction. But remember to keep your eyes on the prize. Amen.